Hello, Sebastian Lacido here, and welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Malachi chapter 3. We're going to study giving and donating this whole entire week. It's so important that you listen to these messages. It really reflects our faith in God. We understand who we are. We understand He's our provider. We're going to understand that we were bought with a price, that our money's not our own. And we need to have a good, sound teaching on this, because many have use these teachings to extract money. But the big idea, or the central message in Scripture, is that we need to acknowledge God with our increase. We need to acknowledge Him with what God has given us and provided for us. So today we're in Malachi 3. It says, "Will a man rob God, but you have robbed me?" Now that's interesting. I mean, does God need my, $200 or $300? But we've robbed God. Saying, "And what have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall your vines fail to bear fruit in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So here, this is an important teaching, because what he's saying is, you've robbed me. Now, we can't rob God of any physical thing. We rob Him from the ability to bless us. You have to look at these scriptures through that lens. In other words, will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me? And what have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. By not giving our tithes and offerings, by not being obedient, by not acknowledging God, by not praising God, by not giving to the Lord, we rob God from the ability to give us a harvest. That's the way you need to look at this. It says, you are cursed with a curse. In other words, we're cursed because we haven't obeyed the word of God. Yet you have robbed me, this whole nation. It says, try me. This is one of the few times God says, put me to the test. Try me. Give me tithes and give me offerings, and let me not show you or prove to you that I can bring a harvest in. And so he goes on to say, and I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there's not room enough to contain it. And here's the thing. This is very important. We either see God as our provider or we don't. We're going to see this week that Abraham seen God as his provider, that Isaac seen God as his provider. We need to understand that He provides for His family. When we leave the world, when we come out of the world and we join the kingdom of God, God and Jesus become our provider. And so here, what he's saying is, if you don't give me something to work with, if you're not giving or sowing into my kingdom, if you're not putting the kingdom first, and you're not giving to those kingdom causes, then you rob me from the ability to bring a harvest into your life. Now, I'm not doing this for funds, although we need funds. I'm not doing this so that you would give to us, although we need you to give to us. This is a biblical principle. And without giving, there's nothing that God can give back. It's the same with mercy. The merciful shall obtain mercy. Whatever we sow, we will reap. And so we need to understand that as we look at the scripture here, the Bible's telling us that God wants us to give so that He can bless us. God wants us to acknowledge Him in our increase, in our wealth, so that He can bless that and cause us to be even a greater blessing in the days ahead. So when I look at this, when I first learned this, to me, this is what this means. It doesn't, how else can we rob God? I mean, when you really look at it, how else can anybody rob God other than holding back blessings? Because He's a blesser of those that believe in Him. Anyway, that's our message for today. Please share, follow, and like if you're on social media. If you're on our phone app and our website, you can share that as well. And then please pray about joining us as a partner. $10 a month or more, we're praying for 400 $20 a month or more donors to build a foundation so that we can grow this ministry and touch lives all over the world. We produce curriculums and we give them away for free. Last month, we had 5,500 unique visitors come to our website from an ad that we produced. And, you know, a lot of them downloaded curriculums and workbooks and became partners and joined us. Help us in that effort so we can do more. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.